You're listening to SBS News.
Thousands of supporters of United States former President Donald Trump chanting "Hang Mike Pence." The recording was made as rioters descended on the US Capitol on January 6, 2021. The Congressional Committee investigating the Capitol riot has been played several videos that show the mob threatening the Vice President Pence's life. The committee has heard that during the disturbance, rioters came within 12 metres of the underground spot where Mr. Pence was sheltering. Committee member Pete Aguilar said members of the Proud Boys, one of the groups that organised the riots, were crying out for the Vice President to be handed over to them.
Make no mistake about the fact that the Vice President's life was in danger. A recent court filing by the Department of Justice explains that a confidential informant from the Proud Boys told the FBI that the Proud Boys would have killed Mike Pence if given a chance.
The Congressional Committee found that crowds both outside and inside the Capitol surged immediately after former President Trump published this tweet.
Mike Pence didn't have the courage to do what should have been done to protect our country and our Constitution. Giving states a chance to certify a corrected set of facts, not the fraudulent or inaccurate ones which they were asked to previously certify. USA demands the truth.
The committee has demonstrated Donald Trump's false claims of a fraudulent 2020 election left the then president grasping for alternatives as courts rejected dozens of lawsuits challenging the vote. So, Mr. Trump turned to his vice president. Panel chairman Benny Thompson said Donald Trump wanted Mike Pence to do something no other vice president has ever done.
The former president wanted Pence to reject the votes and either declare Trump the winner or send the votes back to the states to be counted again. Mike Pence said no. He resisted the pressure. He knew it was illegal. He knew it was wrong. We are fortunate for Mr. Pence's courage on January 6th. Our democracy came dangerously close to catastrophe.
With live testimony, the committee dissected the plan from conservative lawyer John Eastman to have Mr. Pence overturn the election results. The panel says it's this plan that Mr. Trump latched onto, launching a public and private pressure campaign on Mr. Pence not to certify Mr. Biden's election victory. Speaking at a rally in Georgia just days before Mike Pence was to preside over the joint session of Congress set to confirm Joe Biden's election victory, Mr. Trump called for his second-in-command to act.
Mike Pence is going to have to come through for us, and if he doesn't, that will be a sad day for our country. And Mike Pence, I hope you're going to stand up for the good of our Constitution and for the good of our country. And if you're not, I'm going to be very disappointed in you, I will tell you right now.
Ultimately, Mr. Pence did not give in to Mr. Trump. The morning after the riot, the congressional session resumed, and the vice president declared Mr. Biden the next president. Mike Pence's counsel, Greg Jacob, told the committee that during the siege, the vice president refused to leave the Capitol.
The vice president did not want to take any chance that the world would see the vice president of the United States fleeing the United States Capitol. He was determined that we would complete the work that we had set out to do that day, that it was his constitutional duty to see through, and that the rioters who had breached the Capitol would not have the satisfaction of disrupting the proceedings beyond the day on which they were supposed to be completed.
Speaking in the days after the riot, Mike Pence said that to have overturned the election would have been un-American.
President Trump said I had the right to overturn the election. But President Trump is wrong. The presidency belongs to the American people and the American people alone. And frankly, there is no idea more un-American than the notion that any one person could choose the American president.
The committee played videotape testimony from a lawyer advising Mr. Trump, Eric Hirschman, expressing incredulity at Mr. Eastman's theory that a vice president could overrule a Democratic election.
I said, you're completely crazy. I said, you're going to turn around and tell 78 plus million people in this country that your theory is this is how you're going to invalidate their votes because you think election was stolen. And I said, they're not going to tolerate that. I said, you're going to cause riots in the streets. And he said, words to the effect of, there's been violence in the history of our country, Eric, to protect the democracy or protect the republic.
During his testimony, retired federal judge Michael Luttig called the plan from Mr. Eastman, his former law clerk, incorrect at every turn. Judge Luttig, who is also a highly respected conservative scholar, added that he believes Mr. Trump and his supporters are still a danger to American democracy.
The former president, his allies and supporters pledge that in the presidential election of 2024, if the former president or his anointed successor as the Republican Party presidential candidate were to lose that election, that they would attempt to overturn that 2024 election in the same way that they attempted to overturn the 2020 election, but succeed in 2024 where they failed in 2020.
The nine members of the panel and the witnesses who testified at the hearing all described Mr. Pence's decision as having averted a constitutional crisis. Panel member Benny Thompson thanked Mr. Pence, Judge Luttig and Mr. Jacob for what he described as loyalty to the U.S. Constitution.
You had the courage to do what was right. In the weeks leading up to January 6th, many people failed this test when they had to choose between their oath to the country or the demands of Donald Trump. But there were others who, like you, stood tall in the face of intimidation and put our democracy first.
Brooke Young, SBS News.